This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed into a law a $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package. The president's signing is a turn of events after he was still criticizing the bill on Twitter as of Saturday, and it was unclear if he was going to sign it. The funding package now restores unemployment benefits that had expired at midnight to millions of Americans. It will also avert a partial federal government shutdown that could have started at midnight on Monday. President Trump's original criticism of the spending package was that the amount of pandemic relief money going to many Americans was too low. He wanted to see the stimulus check increase from $600 to $2,000. Europe launched its mass COVID-19 vaccination drive on Sunday, with pensioners and medics lining up to get the first shots. Europeans are hoping to see off a pandemic that has crippled economies and claimed more than 1.7 million lives worldwide. Meanwhile, Germany's coronavirus vaccination campaign faced delays in several cities on Sunday. The possible delay is the result of temperature trackers showing that about 1,000 of the shots made by BioNTech and Pfizer may not have been kept cold enough during transit. South Africa's health ministry reports the total number of coronavirus infections crossed the 1 million mark on Sunday, the announcement coming just days after a new, faster-spreading coronavirus variant was detected in the country. The grim milestone also comes 9 days after the country reported 900,000 cases. The country had taken 2 weeks to reach 900,000 from the 800,000 early in December. This is VOA News. That same coronavirus variant spreading rapidly in South Africa, as well as in the United Kingdom, now has been detected in South Korea. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said the case is linked to 3 people who had entered South Korea from London on December 22nd. U.S. investigators have named a person of interest in connection with an explosion in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, on Christmas morning. They are investigating a 63-year-old man named Anthony Warner in connection with the Christmas dawn explosion that rocked the commercial and tourist district. One theory being explored is that an AT&T communications building was targeted because the recreational vehicle was parked near it before the bomb went off. Gunfire as scare tactics did not keep Central African Republic residents from turning out in large numbers to vote in the presidential and legislative elections on Sunday. That's according to the head of the UN mission. Rebel groups hostile to President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, including former President Francois Bozize. Touadéra is seeking a second term. Niger began counting votes from an election that's expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between 2 democratically elected presidents. Results are expected in the coming days. Across the U.S., Native American tribes are working to protect their oldest members from the coronavirus. But the effort is about more than just protecting their lives. It's also about preserving Native American culture. Tribal elders served as honored links to the past and often possess unique knowledge of language, history, and culture. That knowledge is all the more valuable because tribes often pass down their traditions orally. Tribal groups are distributing protective gear, delivering meals, and racing to obtain vaccines for their eldest generations. That includes the Navajo Nation in the U.S. Southwest, the Cherokee Nation in the state of Oklahoma, and the Blackfeet Nation in the state of Montana, among others. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of the south central Chile on Sunday. That's according to the European Mediterranean Seismological Center. Chilean officials immediately discarded the risk of a tsunami. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.